This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Now then, today, part four of the message from 1 Corinthians 2, where the Apostle Paul talks about preaching. And he says, I'm resolved among you people in Corinth to only preach one thing, Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Did he have a creative problem? No, he just knew where the power was. The power in your life today in 2018 and in my life in 2018 is Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Let's continue with part four from chapter 2 of 1 Corinthians, the first 5 verses. God bless you as you listen. You know, we live in a culture we're taken with men's wisdom. Have you ever been impressed with someone's intelligence about a certain area? You say, boy, that guy really knows a lot about, and then we fill in the blank. She's an expert on such and such. And we're impressed with earthly wisdom. And Paul said, I don't want you impressed with earthly wisdom. I don't want you impressed with eloquence, with lofty words and phrases. I want you to be impressed with the Spirit of God, because ultimately that's the thing that matters. I want you to go home with this thought too, that proclamation of the word is something that goes on publicly, but also privately. And I think this is really important. You need to write this down, that the same Holy Spirit that's at work when a message is being proclaimed is the same Holy Spirit, get this, that is with you at work on Tuesday morning when you're sharing with somebody at a private coffee break. Same Holy Spirit's at work when you have lunch with somebody, you speak a word for the Lord. The Holy Spirit of God is just as active in that as any proclamation that's done publicly. One of my favorite preachers for years was Ben Hayden, who preached in Chattanooga, Tennessee. He tells about a woman that came up to him in Miami. He was ministered in Miami before that, whose husband was a newspaper editor. And she said, Ben, my husband's not a believer in Christ. Would you take my husband to lunch? Would you talk to him and convert him to Christ? And I love what Ben Hayden said to her. He said he told her he would be glad to talk to her husband, but he said, I don't have the capacity to persuade any man or woman to become a Christian, but rather it's the Spirit of God that motivates a man or woman to call Jesus Christ Lord. And he said, I'll be glad to talk to him, but it's up to the Holy Spirit to use what I say, our words, to convict him. Well, the man came and met with Ben Hayden over lunch. He said, I've got a problem with the Trinity. And so sometimes people will do this. They will set up an area out of the Bible and say, well, it's because of this. I can't get around this issue. Therefore, I won't believe. And maybe some of you've done that, where you've set up a straw dog, so to speak, and you said, this is the issue that until I get this explained, I will not come to Christ. And you can use that as an excuse to die not coming to Christ. That's the problem. People use those things as excuses to die without coming to Christ. And as we read in John 8:24 in our Believe series, Jesus said, if you don't believe who I am, who I claim to be, then you will indeed die in your sins. One of the scariest thoughts in all of Scripture that Jesus had the audacity to say, if you don't believe I am who I claim to be, you will indeed die in your sins. So Ben Hayden tried to deal with the issue at hand, and nothing seemed to reach him. He thanked Ben for his time, left the lunch, and several weeks later, he came to Ben, probably 6 weeks later, and said, I've given my life to Christ. And Ben Hayden said, well, what happened? What changed your mind? What happened? And he told him this story. He said, I was on my way to Miami when I stopped to make a telephone call at a bar. This was before cell phones, obviously. He walked into the bar, went to the back of the bar. Near the restrooms, there was a phone booth.
Well, folks, I really mean this when I say I want you to hear the rest of this story told by my favorite preacher, Ben Hayden, years ago. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you. Tune in tomorrow for the conclusion.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.